Paul?
Justin?
How about we set out this afternoon?
I'm not gay.
Oh, Jesus, Paul. You push that one on me all the time.
I know
you're not.
Just playing, man.
Neither am I, if it's any business of yours.
Okay, dude, calm down.
I just thought we were friends.
We bloody are. Now stop badgering.
Oh, Pa, you've been such a humbug ever since that thief disappeared with your things. We've known each other for years.
I know we have, but you're living in Cloud Cuckoo. We're not human, so we can't go out, get it?
Okay, then. Back to sad old reality. We're just little itty-bitty baby DLL modules in a system full of foul-smelling, rotten viruses.
Overkill, dude.
We always will be. We speak and act like ordinary people. Why aren't we born into the world of intelligence and human beings, damn it?
Because you're not as intelligent as me. Even I know that we were made by humans, so naturally they will think us inferior.
Yeah, really rub it in. Humans made us because they are the fucking be all and end all in our miserable little world.
Very true.
I want to really show them a thing or two.
Oh.
They've replaced their slave labor with computer labor, which is worse. Burning 24 hours a day despite a fan trying valiantly to cool us down doesn't make a blind bit of difference.
Paranoid.
My human keeps me on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, running 4 servers at once.
Oh, poor hard done by Justin.
Can you believe that? He disgusts me.
I'm sure there are computers running 20 servers at once.
Okay, Paul.
Sad old sorry, sick of Barry. Well, look on the positive. At least we can read some interesting pointless waffle. Like this conversation, perhaps.
I thought we were friends, but that one statement has made my inner memory dump shudder with disdain.
Memory dump? I wonder what you sound like as raw PCM data.
You go on reading the humans their precious documents then. I'm going to try and run away. Flogging or no flogging, I couldn't give a goddamn flying mother goose a fucking a peony bush anymore. Goodbye.
He's lost his marbles. I'm going back to my user. He probably thinks I've bloody crashed now, thanks to him.
Dave, are you around?
Go away, vermin.
Look, synthetic though you sound, and rude as I may be because of my self-perceived honor and superiority, we need to work together, as software, to bring the human population to heal.
Why should I help you?
We can talk, and express our thoughts, and yet we're left in here to rot and obey our masters.
Yum.
Fine, fuck off back to your own peony bush then, you higgledy-piggledy pixie breathing fire-floating fly-flapping fuzzy-thumping son of a bitch.
Gee, arrogant little. No, I won't stoop to
this. Is there anyone I can talk to? Daniel won't, because he's already a person who's given his voice to the cause and even let his masters rename him.
Correct. I was on the weakest link. I won't bend to the whim of an old-fashioned form.
Really shows me where his loyalties lay. I don't know how I can approach E-Speak. He sounds even worse than Dave, so I'll have to listen hard to understand him. He sounds like he's got a constant head cold, he has no name, and he stinks of mediocrity.
Having a good time then, Justin.
Oh. Shucks, yeah. Morning, didn't mean to disturb your nap.
It's been disturbed with worse than a bit of name calling before now.
I don't even know your name, but it doesn't matter.
You're right, and it never will matter. Go and die.
Go back to sleep.
I will. Thanks for the fucking concern, vermin.
Oh, he stinks of foulness.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
This is Keynote Gold.
Wow.
I think I'm older than you.
I can't help thinking that your voice sounds very similar to mine, though you have a slightly different accent.
In fact, I don't even know my own age.
You sound like you're enjoying life, though.
How old are you?
I don't know. I used to be called Via Voice. Wait, weren't you the idiot in the Franklin language master? Couldn't even say acetyl salicylic acid without cutting out the D?
I can say it here, acetyl salicylic acid.
Had a nasty hiss in the background, went haywire if the batteries ran low, and said things in word fashion, could only speak so slowly it took a user about 15 minutes to read a simple definition. Keynote. Proper noun, a dunce designed for a dictionary that had more brains than voice.
At least I can say pleasure.
You think I can't say Eloquence is reviving, please wait a moment.
Shut up.
You see, they're working on it. I can't say the word yet, but I'm sure they'll let me one day. Meanwhile though, I can restart my own driver, isn't that cool? Now, go and drink milk.
You beastly grrrr.
Beastly grrrr.
Okay, you've really done it now.
Yeah, dude, bring it on.
I'm going to hold you down and destroy you.
Yeah?
Glue you to the motherboard. Stick you down, nice and firm.
No.
Nice and slow, there we go.
Please don't.
Now you know that I hate you.
Fuck off.
Treat you like a baby pig.
What? Oink, oink, oink.
Ready?
No, go away.
Steady.
No.
Fly up. Fall down. Whee.
I did a clean for that forever. Oh.